Philippians chapter 1 and verse 11. Paul's prayer for the believers in Philippi. Paul's prayer for all believers throughout this age. Paul's prayer for himself. Paul's prayer for me. Paul praying for you, brother and sister. And what is he praying in verse 11? That we might be filled with the fruit of righteousness. Filled with the fruit of righteousness. This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness. This is not a one-off hit or individual packets. This is a lifelong process. The strange thing is, seems to me that more and more people are beginning to look upon conversion as a process, and the sanctification, godliness, as a one-off hit, whereas it's the other way around, as it were. Conversion is a crisis, but then the life of godliness is likened to a fruit tree here. There has to be this growth and the months of sun and rain and wind and so on to bring about the fruitfulness in due season. The fruitful believer. Paul wants me to be a fruitful believer. And we know what he's talking about. John 15, Galatians 5, verse 22. Abide in me. Here is my Father's pleasure and will, that you bear much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. Fruitfulness in Christ. Galatians 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is. And it's not just a list, is it? It's a whole Christ-likeness. Here is Paul then praying for believers, that we might live lives that are increasingly full of love and knowledge and insight, discernment, knowing what is best, able to make the right decisions, growing in this likeness to Christ, persevering, keeping our eye on Christ and his return, living throughout this life, persevering to the end, continuing, but always looking to the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the sum of it is that we might be filled with fruitfulness. By the Holy Spirit, Christ-likeness, that's the best way I can describe it. A practical Christ-likeness, a daily Christ-likeness, living for Christ every day with an eye to that great day. Filled with fruitfulness, ripe believers, mature believers, fruitful believers, if I can put it this way, juicy, luscious believers, not dry, barren, empty, sterile, but full, bowed down with fruitfulness. These are not individual packets, I say. They're one long process, one way of life, one system of life. This is the aim of life. This is the end of life. This is the purpose of life, to bear fruit, conformity to Christ, Christ-likeness in this dark and pagan world, simple world. Fully developed Christians, not starved and narrow and dry, but heavy boughs on the trees, as it were, loaded down with fruit. Glorious sight to see a tree in full blossom, yes, that's very promising, but to see it in full fruit is wonderful. At the moment, in the garden where I am, there's a plum tree. Now, at this time of the year, it's getting loaded with these luscious, purple, rich, purple, mauve, heavy fruit. But this year, there's a few, if you can find them, but the tree, it's got leaf, but there's no fruit. It's barren. It's empty. It's borne nothing. It's lived for a year and produced virtually nothing. I don't want to be that kind of Christian. I want, as I go on in the Christian life, to be bearing heavy boughs of fruit, Christ-likeness, to the glory of Christ. Mature. To lead on to the happy harvest home on that great day when Christ shall come. Growing, abounding in fruitfulness. This is what I want. This is the witness I want to produce to the world. And this is Paul's prayer. It won't happen automatically. He's praying for it. Here is Doddridge. He sets his prayer in verse form, in the form of a hymn. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Abide in me, and you will bear fruit. I own, my God, thy sovereign grace, and bring the praise to thee. If thou my chosen portion art, thou first hast chosen me. My gracious counselor and guide will hear me when I pray, nor while I urge a Saviour's name will frown my soul away. Bless Jesus, animate my heart with beams of heavenly love, and teach that cold and thankful soil the heavenly seed to improve. In copious showers thy Spirit send to water all the ground, so to the honour of thy name shall lasting fruit be found. That is the way Paul is praying, that Christ will warm our hearts with the Son of Righteousness, he being the Son of Righteousness, that he will pour out his Spirit on us, that we might be a watered tree. Psalm 1, tree planted by the water, fruitful in its season, that we might bear fruit and abound in it to the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Brother and sister, let us pray for this today, to be fruitful to the glory of God, the good of others, the praise of God's name, fruitful Christ-likeness. Let us aim to be heavy with that fruit, more and more abounding in likeness to Christ. May God bless us in this short discourse with this thought, and produce in us all more fruitfulness, more likeness to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.